from the anguish and pain, from the trials and tribulations, from all the strains. My soul has suffered. Now my soul can suffer no more. My soul will become happy. I can give and willingly give to those the sweetness and the righteousness side of my precious soul. Serenity, love and usefulness and obedience is the theme of my soul. As a country preacher would say, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, if a man cannot dance in church and be happy, where can he dance? And in my father's house, there are many mansions.
Say, man, come on over and give me some of that stuff. This supposed to be a party. I'm trying to have some fun. Say what? Nah, I don't know who that young lady is over there, but she sure looks good to me. What you say? Just makes me want to move. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to have a ball, sister, that's all.
Church is where you make it. When you're happy and you got a feeling, you want to express it. We express our feelings in different ways. Some are pure and sweet, and some are just a fool's traits. But a fool is not wrong, because a fool is so strong, he has his right to express right, wrong. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain other things with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Black men from Africa deal with religion in the most unique way. Black comes first, styles and techniques follow. This particular unique accounts for various expressions, either profoundly spiritual or ritualistically mystical. Candomblé, Macumba, Ninigo, and Voodoo are merely a few various African rituals and Christian references. So, Om Madne Padme Hum, which means all praise be to God, becomes Tula Mtate Modimo Re Ahoboga. Oh,
excerpt from the first sermon ascribed to Gautama Buddha. There are two extremes which he who has given up the world ought to avoid. What are these two extremes? A life given to pleasures, devoted to pleasures and lusts. This is degrading, sensual, vulgar, noble, and profligate. And a life given to mortifications, this is painful, ignoble, and profligate. By avoiding these two extremes, Tathagata has gained the knowledge of the middle path, which leads to insight, which leads to wisdom, which conduces to calm, to knowledge, supreme enlightenment, to nirvana. It is a noble eightfold path, namely, right views, right intent, right speech, right conduct, right means of livelihood, right endeavor, right mindfulness, the right meditation. This is a middle path, the knowledge of which Tathagata has gained, which leads to insight, which leads to wisdom, which conduces to calm, to knowledge, to perfect enlightenment, to nirvana.
Oh.
this setting of this given day, I feast my eyes upon the horizon. I am in contact with the heavenly bodies of this given universe. And from those heavenly bodies, I have received a feeling of love, a feel of devotion and loyalty. And from that long walk, I began to realize and appreciate these heavenly bodies. Bhagavad Gita. Whenever there is decay of righteousness and exaltation of unrighteousness, then I myself come forth for the protection of the good, for the destruction of evildoers. For the sake of firmly established righteousness, I am born from age to age. He who thus knoweth my divine birth and action in its essence, having abandoned the body, cometh not to birth again, but cometh unto me, freed from passion, fear, and anger, filled with me, taking refuge in me, purified in the fire of wisdom, many have entered into my being.
Mm-hmm.